It's 37 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
And joining me in the KRVS studios is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies, here to talk about their backyard series. It continues this month, tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening at Vermilionville, and it's on guitars. I don't think y'all have ever done something on guitars.
Well, we've gotten close. We've done one a whole evening on steel guitar, which was super fun and very interesting and informative. And we've targeted other instruments in, you know, the regional music of Louisiana. And but guitar hadn't, you know, there's so many kinds of ways to play the guitar and so many sounds that you can tease out of the instrument that we thought it deserved its own evening.
Right. And it's not an instrument that people automatically think of as Cajun music or Creole music.
Right.
It's just ubiquitous. It's there in everybody's band, but it isn't, we don't put a label on it. This is a Cajun instrument.
Absolutely.
That characterizes. So how are you approaching that? I mean, do you have a lot of different presenters, people who play different styles of guitar?
We have three speakers tomorrow evening. We have Christine Balfa, who's going to serve as a speaker and moderator. And then joining her will be Randy Vidrine and Lil Buck Senegal. And then we'll have some backup musicians on hand, you know, with fiddle and accordion and triangle as well, you know, to fill in as necessary. And so we'll be just talking about how the guitar changes the sound depending on what kind of genre you're playing within, and how you can make it, you know, it's a malleable instrument in sound within the music. So we'll talk about that as well.
Well, I know at the archives at the Center for Louisiana Studies, you have lots of recordings. Are y'all going to make use of any of those? Are you pulling from those, or are you just going to have an actual live demonstration?
It'll all be live tomorrow evening, and there will be, you know, as always, discussion and interspersed with music and playing. And so it will lend itself to what we have within the archival holdings, but we aren't going to pull directly from the archives. We want to actually bring stuff into the archives through this conversation tomorrow night.
Absolutely, because I'm sure a lot of people will be wondering when that came into Cajun music. I mean, I think people have seen those old photographs of Cleoma Falcon playing the guitar in the 20s, but a lot of people wonder how much further back does it go?
Yeah, and we'll discuss that as well. You know, and before, you know, drums were incorporated in the music, you know, guitar had to kind of handle the backbeat as well as in maintaining the rhythm for the band. So it's been a pivotal instrument, even though it's been kind of like the unsung hero of the band, so to speak.
Yeah, I know. No, you never see, I guess, in graphics of, I'm just thinking of all the wonderful posters and things we do for to designate Cajun music. You never see the guitar in them.
It's not prominent.
No,
it's in the background usually, but yes, it's not the featured instrument, and it's not the one that's most readily identified. We're going to give it its own evening and talk about it and celebrate it and really try and get a really good, solid grasp of how it makes our regional music sound the way it does.
Right. And as always, you hope that people come with their own stories. Maybe they have family members who played guitar years ago and, you know, maybe even have photographs of them.
Yeah, absolutely. We always welcome people to share their stories and their memories. That's such a wonderful part of every evening at the Backyard Series, is getting to hear from the audience and their contributions to the conversation that we have.
Right. And will this be taped as well? I think you videotape all of them.
Always. We videotape every single Backyard Series evening. And we've got I think we've got the last 4 years fully edited now. And so we're working on getting that ready for the web. And then we share that as well with AOC so that they can insert it into their programming schedule.
Almost like a full online course that you'll be taking if you listen to all of those videos.
I know. We've talked about doing something like that.
Pretty amazing. If you are just tuning in, my guest Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies, talking about the Backyard Series, continuing monthly at Vermilionville. This will be in the Performance Center.
Yes. Right. We'll be there. And as always, the doors open around 6 o'clock, and you can come in and get some dinner and drinks and visit with the people that you see. If you come regularly, like lots of people do, it's always fun to observe everybody visiting and getting settled. And then we'll get started around 6:30, and we usually go about 2 hours, so we'll wrap up around 8:30. And now that it's summer, it's even easier to bring the kids out. You know, you have a more flexible bedtime and evening schedule. And so we really encourage people to bring the entire family and join us tomorrow night.
Right. And, you know, you may have heard some of these people in bands at festivals, but there's something really nice about being in an intimate situation where they're talking about themselves and they're playing and the history of their playing.
That's so true. That's so true. Because they're, you know, when they're, you know, performing on stage at a festival, they're not, they're one person within the band, and you know, then they are the band all together. And the Backyard Series really gives you an opportunity to really know that person on a more individual level.
Right. And this is one component of what you all do over at the center. What are some of the other things taking place this summer?
Oh, we have a lot going on. We have several book titles that are in production right now through the UL Press. We'll have some really exciting new books out for the fall and just in time for the Christmas season. And then the research division that's headed up by John Sharp has been working. He's making lots and lots of headway on his documentary for dance halls. And the database that he's compiled for dance halls is, I think, topped out at around 700 throughout the state. So we hope to have something that we can share with the KRVS audience and the general public regarding the dance halls project by the end of the summer. But I'm going to let him talk about that.
We'll look forward to that because I know we've all been so excited about what he's been discovering and the stories he's found and images he's found and old footage. So we'll look forward to that. And I know that some of the books from the press just won some major awards, independent book awards.
That's true. Yes, two of our recent titles won awards, and that was really exciting. And then, you know, I cross promoted the Megan's Guitar anthology of poems by Daryl Bourke.
That's right. There's a guitar in there.
Yeah. I thought it was very appropriate for our talk tomorrow night, and it's a wonderful, wonderful collection of poems that really kind of traces the story of the Cajun people.
And that Megan's Guitar poem is sort of a pivotal point in the book. It's right between the more contemporary poems and the poems he's written about the Broussard family and other families connected with them before they came to Louisiana.
It's
just a lovely book, Megan's Guitar, and of course has that really nice quilt tapestry that Megan did on Megan Barra did on the front.
Yeah.
So great image, great book, and a really nice way to tie it in with that evening. Jennifer Ritter-Guidry talking about the Backyard Series. It will take place tomorrow evening. It will be the mini guitars of Cajun and Creole music tomorrow night. You have dinner before if people would like to purchase it, and then the program starts at 6:30.
That's right, and it's free, of course.
That's always good, especially when you're bringing lots of children
lots
of friends and family. And if they would like more information online, what is the website? Facebook page.
They can find us at ccet.louisiana.edu. They can call our office 337-482-1320. And we're also on Facebook. They can find us on Facebook. Just search the Backyard Series or the Center for Louisiana Studies and we'll come up.
All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Judith.